Boyar Earth Mound, Bastion. In the middle of the 16th century, a lot of attention was paid to fortifying Ivangorod, once again in the view of the imminent Livonian War. The Tsar ordered the number of artillerists and the people shooting from hand cannons to be doubled, which was preconditioned by the expansion of the fortress and the increase of the number of cannons in it. This time, the new defensive construction in Ivangorod Fortress was the city, not made of stone but of earth, namely the so-called Boyar Earth Mound. It was built near the front city on the northeastern side. The walls of the mound were rebuilt repeatedly and the wooden sections were gone for good. In the 17th century, the Swedes covered the Boyar Earth Mound with stone. In plain view, it was a rectangular structure with half-round protruding side wings. In the 18th century, under the rule of Peter the Great, it was called the Hornwork, that is, a fortification consisting of a pair of semi-bastions and a curtain wall. In the beginning of the 19th century, as a result of construction of the road between Tallinn and St. Petersburg, the protruding part of the northern demi-bastion was dismantled. After that, the walls of the mound were connected at a right angle without the protrusion. The construction of the fourth part of Ivangorod Fortress marked its completion as a formation.